Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Championing the core conservative principles of limited government, individual liberty, free enterprise, and traditional values. This is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Welcome to the future.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. Welcome to the future. That's an appropriate song for this next story. While congressional Democrats are convinced the greatest threat to our country is Donald Trump and, of course, those who support him, the president and his administration are working to protect our country from a next-generation technology threat to our nation's free market principles. Joining us now is Ian Pryor. Ian is the spokesperson for 5G Action Now. He is also a frequent guest commentator on Fox News, where he discusses issues related to the Department of Justice, the FBI, and the Trump administration. Ian, thank you for joining us this evening.
Thanks for having me, John.
I appreciate you joining us this evening, my friend. I was really surprised at the potential threats associated with this, my friend. It's really staggering, isn't it? I mean, I had no idea this story was out there. The administration contends that the world is essentially engaged in what is a new arms race, this time with China, one that involves technology rather than conventional weaponry, but poses just as much of a danger to Americans' national security, correct?
Yeah, that's right. Look, I think we want to back up and talk about 5G and why it's important. Now, a lot of people know 4G, right?
Because sure, it's, yeah.
It's up on the top right corner of their phone. But 5G is really the future of our communications, and it's going to be the backbone of our economy. Now, 4G really ramped up what we could do with our phones. We're talking Uber, Amazon, your Ring doorbells. You could surf the internet at enormous speeds, download movies, minutes, and it was 10 times the speed of the previous iteration. But 3G to 4G was a big, we're talking about a quantum leap. The 5G technology is going to be 100 times faster. You get download movies in seconds. You have instantaneous delivery of texts and emails. Loading a page from your internet browser will be instantaneous. And that is just the consumer benefits of this technology.
Wow.
It's going to allow more devices to be connected to the network. If you're at Arrowhead Stadium and your phone isn't quite working as well, that's because there's 76,000 other people in the stadium at the time. You're not going to have that problem with 5G. And so this is kind of how it's going to impact consumers. The applications for this is autonomous cars and remote patient monitoring and even surgery. And we're just scratching the surface. But again, we're in a race with China to develop this technology first.
So Ian, in an age then when you've got this 5G technology, what it's going to do, the implications then really do pose a threat to national security, then, don't they?
They do if we allow China to win the race.
Exactly.
What happened this week in the kingdom is that China was allowed to build out part of the United Kingdom's 5G network through Huawei, which is a Chinese company, but let's be honest, really an extension of the Chinese government. And if the Chinese intelligence agencies want information from Huawei, they have to hand it over. So the question is, if they win this race and they're able to build out the technology and everybody is using not just their technology, but even their patents, they're going to have access to all our communications, to all our data. And we're talking about the UK here. This is one of our most valued partners in the intelligence community. Does that mean now that China is going to be able to pull data from the network that it's built out from the United Kingdom to intercept communications or other intelligence that we share with the United Kingdom? It's a major concern. And one thing I want to talk about is something I mentioned earlier. building the technology in a country, that's one thing. But they're going to, if they race and they get patents to this technology, we're going to have to license those patents in order to use the technology for 5G. And they're essentially going to have the keys to our technology where they, you know, intercept our communication, shut down a power plant, interfere with our elections. Everyone wants to talk about, you know, interference with elections. This could be the next generation, no pun intended, of how China could do that.
Right. Well, this makes Russian interference, Ukrainian interference, this makes that stuff look like child's play. You know, if you think about it, the most powerful weapons short of nuclear arms are cyber controlled. Whichever country then dominates 5G would gain an economic, intelligence, and a military edge for much of the next century, wouldn't they?
Absolutely. And that's why this is so important. I mean, if you think about American innovation, American technology, we have been able to control sea lanes, air lanes. We've been on the cutting edge for 100 years. But if China is allowed to win this race, that is going to set us behind, and we're going to be in some ways dependent on a hostile actor for our future in technology. And we need this technology. This is, you know, we can't just bypass this. This is the future here. This is how we're going to unlock our economy for the 21st century and beyond. And so simply allowing China to develop it, you know, not only risks our world leadership in the economy and in technology, but certainly risks our national security.
Well, and I saw an article, I can't remember if it was Wall Street Journal or Yahoo, but I remember it said that a number of analysts say that Chinese companies like Huawei have flouted international rules, allegations of technology theft. There was a recent poll out that said 74% of Americans think Huawei should be removed from the U.S. entirely. You know, that kind of polling data and that kind of documented threats from that company really does show how big of a threat this is. I know the administration is considering drafting an executive order expected sometime within the next few weeks that would effectively ban United States companies from using Chinese origin equipment in telecommunication networks, aren't they?
Absolutely. And these companies are subsidized by China. So they're not playing by fair market rules like American companies are, where they have to rely on innovation and, you know, other ideas. They get to rely on money. And beyond that, they steal our technology. And,
yeah,
and Huawei has been indicted by the Department of Justice. So, you know, these are benevolent actors in the business. And while we're all for free trade and international markets, certainly not with companies that are an extension of a repressive communist regime that is stealing intellectual property from America.
Well, I think the easiest thing to solve this would just be for Huawei to put Hunter Biden on their board of directors, and that would solve the problem entirely, I'm sure.
Well, probably qualified.
I'm sure.
So one of the things I do want to bring up is, you know, I've talked about speed and the need to win this race. So the question is, how do we do that? And the answer is that we need to free up what's called the C-band spectrum. Now, the C-band spectrum, as you know, it is basically what allows television stations and radio stations to communicate to 120 million people throughout the United States. But it's currently operated by satellites, or it's occupied by satellites. So what needs to happen is the FCC has to have a public auction by the end of the year in order to take portions of that spectrum and then have the satellite operators move to a different part of that spectrum so that those 120 million users of television and radio are not impacted. Then the developers of 5G can then use that C-band to create a nationwide 5G to really move this thing forward and develop the technology that's going to put us in the lead over China.
Well, you know, anything that we can do, we have to have a competitive edge in particular on China, because if we don't, the last thing we want to do is find the United States being dependent on foreign nations for anything. We've finally gotten to a point where we're energy independent. I think we need to make sure that we're going forward, we need to be technology independent. Ian, the story is absolutely fascinating. I've posted links to a few of those news stories on the John Whitmer Show Facebook page. But if my listeners want more information, where can they go to read more? Have you got, you know, a website? Have you got some links, or can they follow you on Twitter or something like that if they're interested in more?
They should go to 5gactionnow.com. That's the number 5, and then gactionnow.com. And everything they need is there. We post all the news about what's going on in this part of the world, you know, in this industry, and what we're doing to try and advance this technology and make sure that all Americans have it available to them, and that it's made by American companies or companies that are at least friendly to trying to do in free trade, not Chinese companies.
Ian Pryor with 5G Action, I appreciate you coming on, brother. Like I said, this was an area I didn't know anything about, and I used to sell wireless phones back in the day, and trust me, that was back when they were first rolling them out. So it was an education for me just to learn about this new technology. And I appreciate you you sharing the story, and I appreciate you coming on. We'll have to have you come on a little bit later, give us another update on it. All right, my friend.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
We'll take a quick break and then share some of my exclusive interview with White House Press Secretary Ari Fleischer, some of his speech to the Kansas Chamber's annual dinner, and our Man on the Street interviews from the state convention. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.